This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the pieces of Powell audio that we did not play for you today because, yes, even we know there is such a thing as too much Fed, was a whole riff he went on about the various economic indicators that are coming out this week and then before their next meeting in September. There are jobs reports and CPI data, the Fed's favorite personal consumption expenditures. There's going to be another sluice, the Senior Loan Officer Opinion Survey on Credit Conditions. More big picture data than you can shake a stick at. But big picture is not the whole picture. Marketplace's Justin Ho talked to a couple of small business owners to see what data they follow and how that shapes their decisions.
If you're running 7 restaurants, it makes sense to keep an eye on farm reports and produce prices. Spiro Papadopoulos, CEO of the Boston-based Schlau Restaurant Group, does that. But he also watches the Consumer Confidence Index from the Conference Board and people's disposable personal income from the Bureau of Economic Analysis.
You know, one is how do you feel about how things are going? And then the disposable personal income is like, it's an actual figure.
Consumer confidence has fallen over the last couple of years. And Papadopoulos says that means people might cut back on restaurant spending.
It's really hard to cut your electric bill in half, right? You could cut your dining out bill in half very easily.
Papadopoulos says people want to dine out as long as they have the means to do so. So he says restaurants like his can respond to falling confidence by changing up their menus to focus less on extravagant items like dishes with truffles and caviar and uni and more on comfort food.
You might lean on something like if it was an Italian restaurant, a new fresh pasta program where, you know, you're making all these new shapes of pasta in-house with sauce, etc.
Other small business owners are less interested in general indicators than they are in industry-specific ones. So Catherine Reynolds, who handles imports at Palmetto Tile Distributors in South Carolina, watches container ship traffic at the Port of Charleston.
It's actually a live photo of the different containers in port, and they'll have which ones are waiting, which ones are in queue, which ones are out to sea a little bit but anchored.
Reynolds says that lets her give her staff and her customers a heads up if tile shipments are going to be delayed.
I know if I see 35 ships anchored out, it's going to be a while.
Reynolds also keeps an eye on some informal indicators, foot traffic in her showroom, conversations with her friends in the real estate industry about whether homeowners are renovating, even how full local parking lots are.
Try to observe all of that as I'm going throughout town and watching things just in our area, because this is the market I'm concerned about.
Local indicators are saying the local economy is looking pretty good, says Ken Gidden, who owns Rothmans, a men's clothing store in New York.
I see what I see, and clearly there are more people in the office. People are on the streets, trains are crowded.
And that has Gidden feeling pretty confident about his clothing sales.
We literally just re-upped on our lease in New York, a long-term deal. So we're big believers in the long-term security of New York.
But in other parts of the country, local indicators aren't looking so good.
I think we've just seen people pulling back a little bit, you know?
That's Jenny Nisgoda. She owns Alfresco, a food business near San Diego that operates a cafe and specialty market and also organizes private chef experiences and luxury beach picnics. Nisgoda says the best indicator of that pullback is her own bottom line. And so far this year, her income is down while costs are still rising.
Our numbers are definitely showing us that we need to make changes. We need to be smart about our next decision because we want to be able to survive the next 6 months, you know?
So Nisgoda says she decided to wind down her market. Instead, she'll focus more on those chef experiences and beach picnics. The goal is to spend less on fixed costs, rent, utilities, and food.
Someone books an event, we're able to purchase the exact product that we need for that versus, you know, buying product for the week and having waste or perishable costs that we're basically eating.
And that, she says, will give her a lot more control over her own bottom line. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.